One of the many recommendations of the Iraq Study Group is for Iraq to secure its borders using joint patrols with its neighbors. There are six countries surrounding Iraq: Turkey, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Syria, and Iran. The most problematic of these borders are with Syria and Iran. Black market oil is being smuggled into those countries. Weapons and foreign fighters are flowing out to Iraq. That's according to Khalif Sepp of the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. He's advised the U.S. military on the Iraq border and joined us to talk about it. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.
How hard has it been for the U.S. and Iraqi forces to secure the borders up until this point? And, I mean, you know, looking at a map, this is a, you know, some very long, rugged-looking borders.
Well, it's been extremely hard, and there's two sides to that. One is the geographic terrain, the other is the human terrain. What that means is that smuggling is a millennia-old family tradition along a number of these borders. Entire tribes make their living just moving goods back and forth across the border. Now, some of this is very benign. It'll be cigarettes and other goods that have high customs on them. But in other cases, these smugglers help move terrorists into the country undetected, coming across from Iran in particular. The most lethal forms of the improvised explosive devices are coming in.
You know, I'm just wondering, was there a good group of border police under Saddam Hussein?
There was almost no decent security forces under Saddam Hussein. And the border police, some of the least efficient and most corrupt of all of them. The advisor units that are trying to make them an effective force aren't building from a very positive tradition.
And unfortunately, they're building from a tradition rather than from scratch.
Exactly, from the wrong tradition. They've got to overcome that to make them effective. And to get them to this point that's mentioned in the Iraq Study Group report, of making them competent enough to be able to conduct joint patrols, which is an ideal with the neighboring countries.
Is it in the bordering countries' interests, and I'm thinking here of Iran and Syria, the more problematic ones, is it in their interest to cooperate with these joint patrols?
It could be made that way. Much has been made of what Iran's strategic interests in Iraq might be. And it had been thought at one time that they would be very satisfied if there were an ongoing resistance that would bog down the American forces in particular in a long-term, low-grade counterinsurgency. But as the violence is mounting and the situation is deteriorating, border control becomes very important to keep that violence, and particularly violent crime from large organized criminal elements, from spilling over into neighboring countries.
And how would a joint patrol look? I mean, these are two obviously sovereign countries, whichever pairings you have.
Well, you can sort of think of it as neighbors that want to have a fence between their yards for all the, you know, for all the right reasons. Is it more economical for each neighbor to build a fence, so you actually have two fences that have to be maintained and supported, or to cooperate and agree that a single fence is more reasonable? And so joint patrols help coordinate what's going on in both sides of the border.
Ultimately, how realistic is this particular proposal of the Iraq Study Group?
This particular proposal regarding control of borders has to be made. It's essential to the idea of Iraq's sovereignty. It proposes the best ways to begin to gain control over their own borders and territory.
But practically speaking, from what you know of the level of skill and honesty of the existing Iraqi border police, and what you know of the countries around it, practically speaking, how realistic is this proposal?
It's like many of the proposals in the report, it is possible given time. It would be wholly unreasonable to say that by calendar year 2008, the borders will be managed effectively. This is going to be an effort that will take 5 or more, much more reasonably, 10 years to wholly implement. But it needs to be done. There is no quick way to do this.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Renee.
Khalif Sepp teaches at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California.